to those who are subject to the law, as though being under the law myself, despite in reality not being, with the intent to win over those who are under the law. This either explains the previous statement, or it suggests something additional to the previous idea, naming those individuals as Jews, who were originally and historically so, but labeling those under the law as converts, or those who became believers yet still clung to the law. For they were no longer strictly Jews, still under the law. And when was he subject to the law? When he shaved his head? When he offered sacrifice? These actions were done not because of a change of heart, but due to his compassionate love. In order to successfully convert those who were truly Jews to this belief, he mimicked their behavior, appearing as such but not really embodying it, nor acting out of genuine conviction. Indeed, how could he, being so eager to convert others and only performing these actions in an effort to liberate those who did practice them from that disheartening situation?